Moving on from the 1970s then, more recent scholarship, and perhaps the most groundbreaking interpretation of female friendships, and crucially, female marriage, is Sharon Marcus's Between Women from 2007. In it, Marcus makes some interesting conclusions about relationships between Victorian women. So magazines, letters, diaries and advertisements, amongst other things, demonstrate that women married, bought and wore each other's jewellery, exchanged rings and vows, and lived in long-term relationships. Some even had sexual relationships with one another. None of these women, according to Marcus, were considered to be deviant or wrong. Consumer culture indulged their tastes, and their relationships were encouraged by family, society, and the church, precisely because they helped to realise the ideal of companionate marriage between men and women. They even encouraged politicians and social thinkers to reform marriage, by virtue of the fact that these unions between women worked on the notion of equality between the spouses. According to Marcus then, the female couple was accepted as a variation on legal marriage, not treated as a separate species. This suggests that the Victorians in the 1860s and 70s considered love and marriage between women to be perfectly normal and acceptable, whether it was sexual or not. Marcus's work then is important because it's helped to redefine understandings of female relationships and remap a well-trodden terrain. There is undoubtedly more work that could and should be done on the issue of female friendship and its intersection with lesbian desire. I think we are only just starting to realise how complex these relationships and social attitudes towards them really were.